Ever feel like you're juggling a million things at once? Like your mental well-being is constantly on the back burner? Well, guess what? You're not alone. And that's why I'm here, on the Dopamine Declutter, your daily dose of real talk and actionable steps to help you build a life that feels good. Today we're diving into something super important, building a support network that actually nurtures your mental well-being. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect your car to run on empty forever, right? Same goes for our minds. We need fuel, and sometimes that fuel comes from the amazing people in our lives. But how do we create a support system that's truly beneficial, not just another item on our to-do list? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First off, recognize that a healthy support network isn't about having a ton of people. It's about quality over quantity. Think about it like your favorite coffee shop. One amazing barista makes the experience way better than 10 mediocre ones, right? Find those few individuals who truly listen, understand, and offer genuine support. They're the ones who celebrate your wins and hold space for you during tough times. Remember, vulnerability is strength, not weakness. Secondly, be open to different types of support. You might have a best friend who's always there to crack a joke and lighten the mood, while another friend is amazing at offering practical advice. There's no one-size-fits-all when it comes to support. Embrace the diverse strengths your network brings, and don't forget about online communities. Finding people who share your passions or experiences can be incredibly validating and supportive. Thirdly, remember that support goes both ways. It's not a one-way street where you just expect people to listen and help. Be there for them too. Offer a listening ear when they need it. Celebrate their successes and lend a hand when you can. Fourth, don't be afraid to set boundaries. Just like with any relationship, healthy boundaries are essential. Let your loved ones know what kind of support feels good to you and what might feel overwhelming. It's okay to say no sometimes. Your mental well-being is a priority, and setting boundaries helps protect it. Finally, remember that building a strong support network takes time and effort. It's an ongoing process, just like any relationship. Be patient with yourself and others, and don't be afraid to put yourself out there and connect with new people. You never know who might become your next source of strength and inspiration. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a young professional juggling a demanding job, family commitments, and personal goals. She often feels overwhelmed and isolated, like she's carrying the weight of the world on her shoulders. One day, she decides to reach out to a friend from college who's known for being a great listener. They reconnected over coffee, and Sarah opened up about her struggles. Her friend listened without judgment, offered words of encouragement, and even suggested some self-care tips. That simple act of connection was a game-changer for Sarah. It reminded her that she wasn't alone, and that there were people who genuinely cared about her well-being. From there, Sarah started making an effort to connect with others in her life, joining a book club, attending community events, and even simply checking in with friends more often. The result? A newfound sense of belonging, reduced stress levels, and increased motivation to pursue her goals. It all started with one simple connection, proving that sometimes all it takes is reaching out to make a world of difference. So remember, building a support network isn't just about adding more people to your life. It's about cultivating meaningful connections that nurture your mental well-being. Be open, be vulnerable, and don't underestimate the power of human connection. And that brings us to the end of today's episode. Remember, you are worthy of love, support, and a fulfilling life. Don't hesitate to reach out to someone, whether it's a friend, family member, therapist, or even your barista who always knows how to make your day brighter. We'll be back tomorrow with more tips and tricks to help you declutter your mind and live a happier, more fulfilling life. Until then, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.